I take blood pressure medication, and yeah, I have high blood pressure, but it's not because I have a bad heart or high cholesterol or plaque in my arteries. Actually, my arteries look great. They're clear as a bell. But my heart is enlarged. My atrium is too big. Yeah, it sounds like the last church I attended. But anyway, that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer, Garth Heckman, David Alliance. Hey, reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. Tuesday nights is our Be a Man series at Hillspring Church. You can watch it on YouTube or on our Facebook page. Also, you can come and be a part of it live, 200 East 280th Street, New Prague, Minnesota, just southwest of Minneapolis. Starts at 7:15, 7:15. We eat at 6:45 if you want to join us. Also, we have our End Times Conference coming August 16th and 17th. You can always reach out for more information on that. Hey, let's jump into it. Have you ever read scripture and you get like a head or a heart check? Like you read something and you go, wow, oh, that feels uncomfortable. Well, when you're looking out, when they were looking for my blood pressure, it was kind of a riddle. They did all these tests, and they couldn't figure out what was going on until they took a sonogram of my heart, which actually was an amazing day because I led my Muslim doctor to Christ, but story for another time. But they did all these tests, checking my heart, and it reminds me of when I read scripture. I get heart checks and head checks all the time, but every now and then I get a heart check that, it really shows me there's something wrong in my heart, something I need to adjust. Exodus 32, 7 through 9. It's an amazing verse, set of verses. The Lord tells Moses, quick, go down the mountain. Your people whom you brought from the land of Egypt have corrupted themselves. How quickly they have turned away from the way I commanded them to live. They have melted down gold, made a calf, and they've bowed down and sacrificed to it. They are saying, these are your gods, O Israel, who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Then the Lord said, I have seen how stubborn and rebellious these people are. Now leave me alone so my fierce anger can blaze against them, and I will destroy them all. Then I will make you, Moses, into a great nation. Here's my heart check. We can see three things clearly in this scripture regarding man, God, and those greatly used by God. Number one, men can do stupid things. Israel created their own God, a golden calf. This is after their current God, the real true God, Yahweh, just led them out of Egypt, split the Red Sea, drowned their enemies, and gave them gold, jewelry, food, and all types of booty on their way out. But hey, you know, it's not good enough. So we're just going to, you know, create our own God. And yet we can all do stupid things, and quite regularly for many of us, which leads to point two. God can get mad. God can get severely ticked off. We see in scripture where Jesus gets mad. He turned over tables. He cussed out the Pharisees and the Sadducees. He swung a whip around, chasing people out of the temple, which means we can get God mad. That's a thought we should reflect on, maybe at a later podcast. But again, my heart check. Where's my heart? Does it make God mad at all? But here in Exodus, we see God wants to wipe out the nation of Israel and start over. Look, I'm not saying it sounds like God is pouting or throwing a temper tantrum, but this is a pretty extreme response, don't you think? Which leads me to the third thing we see in the scripture, and that's this. Moses is given an amazing offer by God. God says, look, I'll make you the father of a great nation. First, just let me wipe out Israel. That's all I'll do. I'll just wipe out the whole nation of Israel. I'll just exit out of their history. And next, I will give you the ability to impregnate some women, I guess, right? I mean, that's how it starts. Your family tree will grow and grow and grow. And you will take over from where the other generation blew it. And you will be the father of an amazing nation. Now, how many wouldn't jump at that opportunity? But maybe one of the most impressive and most humble and maybe one of the most God responses in scripture to that question, to that offer, comes from Moses. Verse 11, listen to what Moses says. He tried to pacify the Lord. He said, "Oh Lord, why are you so angry with your own people whom you brought from the land of Egypt?" Remember, earlier God said your people, and now Moses reminds him, no, these are your people that you brought out of Egypt with such great power and such a strong hand. Why let the Egyptians say their God rescued them from the evil intention of slaughtering them in the mountains and wiping them from the face of the earth? Turn away from your fierce anger. Change your mind about this terrible disaster you have threatened against your people. Remember, your servants Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, you bound yourself with an oath to them, saying, I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars of heaven, and I will give them all of this land that I have promised to your descendants, and they will possess it forever. And so the Lord changed his mind. Moses could have been handed an amazing future, legacy, amazing story. I'm sure it would have fed his ego, or probably most people's ego. Yet, you know, when you think of my response, I probably would have been like, yeah, those sinners, they don't deserve this opportunity. Yeah, wipe them from the earth. Let me take over. But not Moses. His heart was for the salvation of those people. What dream or goal would you trade to see more people come to Jesus? Look, someday I'm going to own three Corvettes, a 58, a 63 split window, and a 68 removable hardtop. Now, would I trade those in for more people to come to Christ? Would I trade my future dream home and cars and guns and boats and the ability to spoil my parents and my kids? Would I trade all of that, my future, my legacy, my dreams, would I trade all of that to see more people come to Christ? And before you say, well, I think I would, don't miss the point. These people are a pain in the butt to Moses. They cause him nothing but trouble. They whine, complain. They don't follow God's rules. They want a different leader than Moses. Would you give up your future promise for those types of people? You know, the people that drive you crazy, they talk behind your back, they gossip, they want nothing more than to see you fail, fall, or fizzle out. They revel in your loss. Would you give up your dreams, your future, your hopes, your visions for those people to come to Christ? Now that, my friend, is a heart check. Where's your heart at? What's the health of your heart when it comes to that spiritual matter? Let's put that at the top of our prayer list for this week and say, God, renew in me a clean heart that I might want even my worst enemies to come to know you. Garth Heckman, David Alliance, keep slaying giants.